Hello, everyone. I'm Leslie Cornwell, certified nurse midwife with Empowering Midwifery Education and Midwifery Business Consultation. Darren Dawkins and I met about 3 months ago now. He is an amazing guy that is diving into the world of midwifery. He's been in healthcare for quite a long time, has four beautiful babies, was looking into a midwife for their last kiddo and realized the needs of marketing for midwives. And we've been working together on creating some really cool resources. So, Darren, if you can let the midwives know who you are.
My name is Darren. I'm actually a registered nurse. I work out of Maryland. I've been working in PCU for some time now. For over 10 years, I've been a registered nurse. I've actually, like Leslie said, I did have recently have a baby. My wife and I, 9 months old, we were looking for midwifery or care for our baby. And I also been in marketing for some time, for about 5 years or so. And I noticed that when we were looking for midwifery or midwives, we couldn't find any ranking. A lot of them didn't have the Google Business Profile up to date. They didn't have reviews. I mean, some of them only had one review or two reviews, and then one would be negative. It's like, so I still saw a big niche out there that was untapped for helping them. And so I reached out to Leslie. She came right up on top of Google, so I knew she had a lot of experience, and I connected with her, and then we decided. I told her my ideas about helping out the midwifery world as far as marketing goes, and he took it, ran with it, helped me get up to date on the knowledge of midwifery, because I'm not totally experienced in that area. So we make a great team, being able to bring in the marketing side, and the funneling side, helping out with the keywords and all the different types of marketing you can do. And then we can team up and help these midwives take it to the next level, and extending the care that's needed for the different communities, for all the pregnant moms and out there.
Well, you have a unique expertise, Darren, because you're a direct consumer. I mean, you did what the average consumer is going to do. We brag about how midwives have amazing outcomes and services. And you're like, I read the data, but their image, their impression they're giving me is like, I'm getting, if they're a little scattered on the internet, what are they like with care? That's the subconscious thing that comes through. And most of the midwives across the country, as you're learning, have waiting lists. It's referral, it's knowing the right people. So marketing for midwives, it's hard because they're like, I already have a bunch of clients. I don't want you to get me more clients, Darren, but it's more than just attracting people. Can you explain the value of marketing, not just to get them more customers? Because that's not going to sell to midwives right now. They're plenty busy.
So also there's the part of automation, of being able to funnel your clients and getting the care, or the patient that you're desiring, the type of patient, and being able to funnel them through, being able to screen them out, and then direct them in the way that they need, is whether they need further education on a particular type of midwifery care, or they actually need a consult, or whatever they need. Being able to have ways to be able to funnel that up front, so you can free up your time. And we, as we know, which I've learned from Leslie, time is a major factor for midwives. They sometimes get burned out with that. So any ways you can do to free that time up can be major. And there's different techniques that we've learned, and that I've learned, to be developed for midwives to be able to get that time back, which is Can be amazing for their midwifery practice.
Yeah. Well, and that's where when I do business consulting for midwives, I talk, it's not so much of you've got a waiting list. I don't want to add more people to your waiting list. I want to make your conversion because a lot of these midwives do free consults. They talk on the phone for a long time. They're spending their time doing that funneling that Darren is talking about. So, like you hear their birth story, they've got a bunch of medical issues. You know they're not a good candidate, but you're talking to them right now to help them navigate to the best place for them. If you could have a funneling system where you rank really high in certain words and your website, your resources navigate them to that wonderful resource, navigate them to you. And now you're barely doing any consults because everybody is a new client to the practice and they're your dream client. They're the ones that make you happy and jump for joy. And you took care of them all day long, your mental health, your risk reduction, it's a ripple effect. So I stress that with Darren and when we talk to our clients, like marketing is really important. We know most midwives are busting at the seams. It's not about getting you more people, it's about attracting the right people to you.
Yes, I couldn't agree more.
So, Darren, what other services? Because I know when I created, so I started in January, Midwife Marketing Made Simple. And I literally made it because I was so sick of referring people as business consultants to 20 different marketing companies that were really expensive, complicated. There would be SEO, then there would be website design, then there would be social media, then there'd be content and copyright. And the midwives just get confused and shut down, and it gets expensive fast. So I started in January, Midwife Marketing Made Simple. I created the tools, the resources. I already had 15, 20 clients of my own as marketing clients that I was like, okay, I've already got the content. I just waited for the right person to come along. It was like talking to the universe. I was like, attract someone to me that wants to take over and take Midwife Marketing Made Simple to the next level. Darren was my very first male discovery call, and it just jumped out to me. I'm like, oh, this will be interesting. And he was looking to serve midwives. It was like this perfect. I think, yeah, in March you had reached out. And so the last few months we've been working together where I have a whole team that does a lot of social media, does website, does SEO, and then Darren is phenomenal with the funneling and the technicals and the ranking of like chat boxes and customer service and like auto filtering your clients. So we have created amazing packages and proposals for midwives. Darren, what other things are we doing? I was trying to think, and it's just like a one-stop shop for midwives. It's simple. Like that's the whole point of it.
And you know, it's also about reputation. You know, that's one of the major issues in today. I mean, even if you go find a local, you move to a different area and you're looking for someone to cut your lawn, what are you going to do? You're going to look and try to find out who's reputable. And that's the same thing people do with midwives. And that's the main th one of the main things that we focus on was trying to get we can get automate that process for you. So we have ways where you can do a feedback page, and the existing clients that you already have, we can have it automated where we can reach out to them, have it automatically ask them, would you recommend us, and have it funnel to a point where if they say yes, they can then be directed directly to the online Google or what actually we
The
can
review
direct the client,
platforms,
which is directory that you need, and they can leave that 5-star review for you, giving you assets for your business, because that reviews and the reputation of a business is an asset. And then also on the flip side, if they not recommend it, they say we wouldn't recommend you, that negative, you know, experience, whatever it may be, they might it can be funneled to an area where you can direct that without it going online, and you can then it makes it easy for you to manage your online reputation, which is big for any business
Well, we
nowadays.
want quality. I think a lot of midwives in fight or flight are just like, I am serving a lot of people. I'm doing a good job because I'm busy. But very few midwives actually look at their quality and follow up on things. And how can you improve? All of us can improve no matter where we're at. And so, yeah, that may be a safety thing. It may be a system improvement. It may be educating a staff so you have a consistent flow. But yeah, those reviews, like if a midwife has been out for 10, 15 years and she's only got a dozen reviews on Google, probably three quarters of them are bad because this data is out that if people are unhappy, it's easy for them to complain to the public. If people love their services, they don't tend to go to above and beyond unless they're encouraged and coached and handheld in an automated system to put that wonderful review. I mean, midwives should be having hundreds and hundreds of reviews that'll flood out that one little here and there bad one because, like you said, I help people with birth center business valuations because they're like, okay, I'm near retirement and I want to sell. They've been open for 20, 30 years and they have like 30 reviews. I'm like, okay, that's a problem. Like, you should have thousands of reviews out there because now these little ones every 3 years stick out like a sore thumb versus they're just hidden with hundreds and hundreds of amazing explanations of you. And so that's really important on so many levels. So, Darren, I am beyond excited what you're going to do for midwives. How can they get a hold of you and learn more about Midwife Marketing Made Simple?
Yeah, so they can go on the website. You can reach us directly with this info at midwifemadesimple.com, or they can actually reach me directly. So actually, my cell phone is 571-247-6146, and I'll be happy to help assist them with setting up some of the automations that we can provide take their business to the next level.
Yeah, no, there's and it's really affordable. Like, you and I have worked on social media combos with blog posts, copywriting, brand reputation, SEO, so that the midwives aren't overwhelmed. It's really a big value. You're spending $500 to get anywhere else 2 to 3,000 because we know the midwife industry. We have the tools, we have the templates. Like, whether we serve a birth center in Washington or Florida, we're using the exact same system for you. We are the experts in the midwife marketing industry. There's some other subset amazing marketers within this industry, but they all, like, I know Mesmer Marketer is amazing with social media and Facebook, and Wild World Mama is phenomenal website design. There's these niche ladies that are serving the midwives, but they're crazy busy. And then you're starting to pay for all these subset things that don't have a cohesive branding behind them. You have each of those companies' styles. So I reinforce like what Darren and I have put together and put in proposals for midwives is really, really special. Like, we're just very excited about what it's going to do. And then the website
Definitely.
I'll put at the bottom, midwiferymarketing.com as well. So yeah, Darren and I would love to meet with you, chat. It's totally going to be Darren's baby. I'm just helping him get it started. So thank you so much for joining me today, Darren.
Yep, thank you for having me.